listening to Awaken to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. This week, we're diving into the second gift of the Spirit, the Word of Knowledge. Today, we're going to look at how this powerful gift operates in deliverance, exposing the works of darkness, setting captives free, and revealing what the enemy tried to keep hidden. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another day of Awaken to Deliver. If there's one thing I've learned in ministry, it's this. Demons love to hide. They don't announce themselves. They don't want to be seen. They dwell in darkness, and they thrive in secrecy. But when the word of knowledge shows up, the hiding place gets exposed. Today, we are going to talk about how the word of knowledge functions in deliverance and why it's such a critical weapon in spiritual warfare. Because if you've ever ministered to someone in bondage, you know there are moments when the Spirit of God gives you direct revelation, an open door, a root cause, a hidden sin, or a generational tie. And in that moment, everything shifts. That's not intuition. That's not an educated guess. That's the word of knowledge. Now, to understand this, we first need to recognize something from Scripture. Deliverance is a revelatory ministry. It's not just about casting out demons. It's about identifying why they're there and what gave them access. And listen, no demon ever leaves willingly. They're squatters. They want legal ground. They want to stay. But when the word of knowledge is released, the eviction notice is signed. Let me take you to a powerful example in Acts chapter 16. Paul and Silas are ministering in Philippi, and a slave girl with a spirit of divination follows them for days, crying out, "These men are bond servants of the Most High God who are proclaiming to you a way of salvation." We see this in Acts chapter 16, verse 17. Now, on the surface, it sounds like she's helping. She's affirming the truth, right? But Paul discerns something deeper. He receives a word of knowledge by the Spirit. This isn't just a noisy girl. It's a demon. And in verse 18, he turns and says, "I command you in the name of Jesus to come out of her." And the Spirit left her that very moment. It wasn't guesswork. It wasn't revelation. This ties into a principle every deliverance minister must understand. You can't cast out what you don't confront, and you can't confront what hasn't been revealed. The word of knowledge is how God reveals what's hidden, so you can address it with precision and power. Sometimes it's a hidden trauma, something the person never told you. Sometimes it's an open door, pornography, abuse, unforgiveness, or a soul tie. Sometimes it's a curse or a covenant, witchcraft in the family line, or objects in the home. And when the Holy Spirit reveals it, the person's entire posture shifts. You call it out, and they begin to manifest, weep, confess, or release the thing they didn't even realize was holding them captive. That's the fruit of a true word of knowledge. Not show, not spectacle, but freedom. Let me take you to another biblical example of this in action. In Luke chapter 13, Jesus encounters a woman who had been bent over for 18 years. She was bound by a spirit of infirmity, crippled and unable to straighten up. But Jesus doesn't just see her physical condition. He sees the spiritual root. He says in verse 16, "And this woman, a daughter of Abraham as she is, whom Satan has bound for 18 long years, should she not have been released from this restraint on the Sabbath day? We see this in Luke chapter 13, verse 16. Now, nobody told him her backstory. Nobody explained her affliction. Yet Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, discerns the true cause, a demonic binding. That's the word of knowledge at work in deliverance. And what happens? Jesus lays his hands on her, and immediately she stands upright and glorifies God. Not only was she healed, but she was delivered. In Matthew chapter 17, the disciples tried to cast out a demon from a young boy, but they couldn't. Jesus rebukes the spirit, and the boy is delivered instantly. Later, the disciples ask, "Why couldn't we drive it out?" And Jesus responds, "Because of your meager faith. But this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting." Now listen closely. Some spirits don't leave just because you shout. Some require revelation and spiritual preparation. Prayer and fasting position you to receive. But when the word of knowledge comes, it directs the battle. You're not swinging in the dark, you're striking at the root. Okay, so let's shift to how this works practically in deliverance ministry. Here are a few ways the word of knowledge might manifest. Number one, you receive a word during pre-deliverance prayer. Before you even minister, the Lord may show you a name, an object, or a trauma. Here's an example. You feel the Holy Spirit say, "Shame." And when you gently ask, the person opens up about something that they've never told anyone. Number two, you sense something mid-session. While praying, you suddenly feel your chest tighten or your mind flashes the word fear. You stop and ask, "Are you battling anxiety or fear of death?" And the person breaks. You've hit the right door. Number three is you see something. It might be a mental image. Chains, a snake, a specific location. You describe what you see and the person confirms its relevance. Number four, you may hear something. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will drop a single word or phrase into your spirit, just like he did with Peter in Acts chapter 5. Whatever the form, when it's God, it's clear, it's precise, and it's powerful. So let's take a moment to explore why this matters. Because not all bondage looks obvious. Some people sit in church for years, smiling on the outside, but tormented on the inside. They've learned how to hide. They've covered it up with religion, performance, and even service. But when a word of knowledge is spoken, something shifts. A woman who's never shared her abortion hears the word shame and begins to tremble. A man who buried his addiction hears the word pornography, and suddenly he can't stop crying. God is not revealing these things to embarrass. He's revealing them to heal. Because what you don't reveal, God can't redeem. But what the Spirit reveals, he also restores. Now here's the caution. Don't move in presumption. Don't try to manufacture a word of knowledge just to seem spiritual. Don't speak things just because they feel right. This gift requires intimacy, not impulse. In Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 16, the Lord warns, "Do not listen to the words of the prophets who are prophesying to you. They are leading you into futility. They tell a vision of their own imagination, not from the mouth of the Lord." That warning applies to today. False words of knowledge do more harm than they do good. So stay submitted. Stay tested. If it's truly from the Spirit, it will bear witness. It will bring fruit and glorify Jesus. So now let's take a moment to review what we've discussed today. The word of knowledge is a weapon in deliverance. It's not optional. It's not occasional. It's critical. It exposes what the enemy has tried to hide. It reveals the legal ground. It calls out the root, not just the fruit, but it must be wielded with reverence. This is a holy ground. You're dealing with souls, and the goal is not drama, it's deliverance. So pray before you speak. Discern before you act. And when the word comes, move in obedience. So let me challenge you with this. As we end today's episode, I want you to think, what if someone's freedom is on the other side of your obedience? What if the Lord wants to reveal something through you? Not to shame, but to set free. Would you be willing to speak what he shows you, even if it's uncomfortable? God is still delivering. He's still revealing, and he's still looking for vessels who will carry his truth with compassion and fire. Now, tomorrow, we will wrap up this week by talking about how to grow in this gift and how it flows in your everyday life, not just in ministry moments. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awaken Ministries' socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.